I want to just bring a few thoughts to you from that Matthew chapter 2 passage. I was thinking a few weeks back about what I could speak on Sunday evening, the Christmas service, and it was these words when I was reading this passage in verse 2 of Matthew 2, "Where is he? Where is he who has been born King of the Jews?" It's interesting, you know, when children play their game, and I think this is around the world, hide and seek. They expect you to hide, and then they're going to find you, right? And you, because you've hidden yourself so well, because you're an adult, you know how to hide, you see. You can hear them muttering among themselves, "Where is he? Where is he? Where is he hidden himself? Where is he?" You know, and then you might spring out and say, "Here I am." And then, there's great laughter and fun and joy and all of that. And I thought to myself, you know, we play that game, which is, I think, a worldwide game. I think children play it everywhere because there's great fun in it, right? In the fun and the joy is in finding the one who was hidden. And here is a text that the wise men, they have come to Herod the Great. He's a terrible ruler. He's a violent man. He's wicked. He's a killer. He's going to kill the little children, right? Old boys, 2 years old and under. So he's a very violent ruler over his people. He's not really truly Jewish. But these wise men have come, and I thought to myself, you know, these wise men have come from afar. They have come because they saw, the Bible says, we saw his star when it rose. So by divine revelation, somehow, these ancient wise men who probably were great kings or great men in their own countries, wherever they came from in the East, they saw this phenomenon, this star that rose that was not like any other star, and they somehow, by having revealed to them, there was some significance to the star, and they began to follow it. No idea how long the journey took. No idea where they went or where they came from explicitly, but they saw his star. And it is clear that when they get to Jerusalem and speak to the people and speak to Herod the Great, because he hears of this, or when they hear of it, the knowledge they have is that we have, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? They came searching, right? They came searching. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? You will notice they do not have questions about his identity. Who is he? That, it would appear, has already been somehow revealed to him. He is the King of the Jews. And not just, it would appear, an ordinary king, because later on they will fall down and they will present their gifts, extraordinary gifts, frankincense, myrrh, and gold. And then it says they worshipped him. They fell down and worshipped him. They came seeking, they came searching, and then they fell down and worshipped him when they found him. The joy they must have had, because they had great joy when they discovered the truth of this. When they saw the star as it went before them, they were filled with great joy. I thought about the shepherds out in the field, you know, that other great Luke chapter 2 passage. The angel tells them where the Savior is born. He is born in Bethlehem. And what did they say to themselves? Let us arise ourselves. Let us go and see for ourselves this good news that has been made known to us, or this thing that the Lord has made known to us. And notice again that for the shepherds, it was by revelation, by the angelic revelation, the words that came to them as they sat on the fields overlooking their flocks at night. "I bring you good news of great joy. A Savior has been born this day in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord." That would have stirred their hearts. Where is he? You'll find him in Bethlehem. And in the case of the shepherds, you shall find him in a manger wrapped in swaddling cloth. So there's the specific sign that is given to them whereby they can identify this one who is Christ the Lord. You know, God made so much known to them back then. He made things known to the shepherds. He made things known to the wise men. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, significant, life-transcending, life-changing. We saw his star, and we have come to worship him. Where is he? Where is he? For the shepherds, it was he has been born in the city of David, which we know as Bethlehem. The wise men came searching. And then I thought, well, did they succeed? Yes, they did succeed, because the star after Herod said, look, bring me word, right, so that I too may come and worship him. I know he had other ulterior motives, didn't he? He wished to destroy the Christ. And so, of course, the star went before them, and they followed with great joy, and they came to the house, the Bible says, where the child was. And when they saw him, they fell down before him, and they presented their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. They were satisfied. They came seeking, they came searching, and they were satisfied. Hide and seek is a little bit like that. It means nothing until you have found the person. Then you're satisfied. Little children break out into smiles and break out into great joy when they discover where you have been hiding yourself. I wonder if we truly grasp the significance of the joy of finding Christ this time of year. Where is he? Well, he's right here. He's with his people. He's in his people. And praise God, here we have his word that we can read and find him clearly spoken of right from the beginning to the end. It was Jeremiah the prophet who said in chapter 29 and verse 13, if you seek me, you shall find me. Right? And Isaiah says to us in chapter 45, he tells us that this people, they search for me in vain, because they're looking in the wrong place. And you see, there are many, many people, brothers and sisters, even our family members, who are looking for something in the wrong place. And they can't find it, and they'll never find it. So where is he? Because only he can provide all that I need. Even as a Christian of many, many, many years, praise the Lord, I have been by his grace. Where can I find Jesus? What a cry, right? So Jonathan Edwards lay dying on his deathbed of the smallpox inoculation to take in his throat. He couldn't breathe. His final words apparently were, and now where is Jesus, my never-failing friend? Where is he? Well, he's with us, isn't he? I mean, isn't the whole thrust of the Christmas message that it is God is with us? Where is he? He's with us. He's with me. He's with you. I have searched for him. I search for him always. I seek for him every day of my life. Where shall I find him? Well, I find him in the Word. And praise God, when I'm with God's people, I find him. I find him. And when I look at this world now with eyes that are opened because of the gospel, I find him. I see him everywhere. I see him in the birds. I see him in the beasts. I see him in the trees. I see him everywhere. I see Christ. We have found him. Now, some of us, by different ways and means, have been brought to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ in different ways. In every single case, it is the Lord that has opened your eyes and revealed his Son to you. In every case. Different for everyone. Peter doesn't have a Saul of Tarsus experience. I mean, he had 3 years of living with the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing him, seeing him, awake, sleeping, all of those kinds of things, discussions after discussions, conversations after conversations. Saul of Tarsus had none of that except a divine revelation on the road to Damascus. Shocking. And yet, the transformation of the heart of Saul of Tarsus is exactly the transformation of Simon Peter's heart. And it's exactly the transformation of my heart. And I believe exactly the same transformation that would have taken place in the wise men. Where is he who was born king of the Jews? Where is the true king that we may come and worship him? They were essentially saying to Herod the Great, you're a usurper. You're not the real king. Where is the one who has been born who is the real king? He's the one. Notice, it's not, well, we've come to acknowledge him. We've come to, now that if we can find him, we want to just, say hi, and maybe we can enter into some negotiations between our countries. No. We've come to worship him. And we come here every Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. We have come to worship him. Where is he? He's in the midst of his people. I mean, that's the whole thrust of God dwelling with us in the new covenant. I will put my laws within them and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people, and their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Isn't that great news? I will remember no more. Why? Because they have been dealt with by the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross. So to me, this is a great question. Where is he? Yes, the great question also, who is he, is most significant, yes. But for these wise men, they already knew he is the King of the Jews, and he will get our worship. They knew who he was. But where is he? Oh, when we search for him and when we find him, all of our hopes and anticipations will be satisfied. And dear brothers and sisters, there's something about spiritual satisfaction in Christ, isn't there? There is no spiritual satisfaction apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes we get ourselves into all kinds of trouble and all kinds of difficulties because we just get sidetracked a little from the one who has been born, the King of the Jews. And we always find ourselves perhaps asking, where is the Lord? I need the Lord. And we come back to him again and again. Thank God he is always there, right? Our Lord Jesus Christ, he's always for us. We can find him whenever we want him. We can go to him whenever we have trials and whenever we have tribulations and whenever we have sorrows and sadness. We can go to Christ because he has been in the flesh and he has suffered and he has been tempted just like you and I are tempted at times. He understands suffering. He understands humanity perfectly. Where is he, this one who is so significant, so different, so transcendent, who is the Son of God, who came in the flesh to save me? Where is he that I might find him and embrace him, receive him? He is mine. He is Lord. It's a Christmas message. When the time was right, the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son to redeem us, to save us. So for the wise men, this is salvation. I think the good news of great joy that the angels brought to the shepherds is salvation. Go and see. Yeah, well, let's go and see, they said. And they went and they saw and they told everybody the things that had been told them by the angel. And you know, there's a bystander to all of those, or two bystanders at least, certainly Mary and Joseph, who are bystanders to the fulfillment of prophetic scripture. What Gabriel said to them shall be fulfilled from the Old Testament. They see it now in the child. They see these wise men suddenly come in. And there's the child and they fall down and worship him. What must have they thought? This really is what God promised us. He has come as he promised. And when those shepherds went in, because remember the angel said, this shall be the sign. When they saw the sign, convinced, all taken care of, all the doubts or whatever. What is this that we shall see when we find? Or what shall we find? They found Christ. Christmas is really not Christmas until you have Christ. Right? Christmas is not Christmas unless you have Jesus. I know that pithy saying, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season. Right? But there's truth to that. And he is the reason and the only reason that Christmas exists. And the words, the world, sad to say, has twisted and turned, right? The hope of Christmas into something that you can have hope in each other. You can find peace in one another. If we all could just get along, we'll be fine and we'll be, but we'll never get along with each other because sin is rampant. We need the Savior. We need the one who has been born to actually save us from our sins. So when the wise men ask, where is he? The ramifications, the consequences of that question are just beyond comprehension. Where is he? Will you not ask that question of yourself every day? Where is Jesus? He is with us. We have his word. I think of the advantages I have growing up in a Christian home. Some of you did not grow up in Christian homes. That's in the good sovereign providence of God. He has purposes for each of us in different ways. And yet I can see the great benefits and the great advantages that I've had for 62 years, right? Raised in a Christian home. My entire life is spent on Sunday in the church. My entire life. There's not a Sunday I doubt. Well, maybe when I've been sick, you know, things like that. But my entire life is every Sunday in the house of the Lord, seeking, right? And I remember for many, many years as a child, I would have my Bible and I would have my notes in my Bible, and I did not know the Lord until I heard the message, "You must be born again." And the lights went on, the blinkers fell off, the darkness fled away, light came in and flooded, and from that moment on, it was very different. And it's still very different. And I'm still seeking Christ always, because He is my shepherd, the true shepherd, right? And He's my Savior, and He's your Savior, and He's our Savior, He's our Lord. He is Christ the Lord. There's a baby born who is Christ the Lord, the King. King of everyone, the Lord Christ. So this is Christmas this year. Don't get taken up by and sidetracked, okay? The wise men were not sidetracked. The shepherds were not sidetracked. Don't get sidetracked from Christ, from the true meaning, the true message of Christmas. And if you find yourself in dark places, and if you find yourself drifting away, perhaps getting cold in your heart spiritually, then ask yourself this question: where is He who has saved me? Where shall I find Him? Then go to the Word and read the Word, and you shall find Christ. And your heart and your mind, by the Spirit's gracious power and influence, shall speak to you from the pages of Scripture, and you shall see where Jesus is. And you shall know that this Lord Jesus is mine. Mine. My Lord. My Savior. Let us not adopt the world's approach to Christmas. Let us not think like that. Let us have holy views of this time of year, that Jesus actually came into this world to save me, a sinner. And He did, by coming, by dying. Thank God He rose from the dead, right? I mean, think of the story, right? It doesn't end. It starts in Genesis and goes all the way to Revelation. It's just an unfolding of Christ. The whole perfect story of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to save us. That, to me, is all of Christmas and more. Where is He? He is here, in us and with us. And thank God we have His Word to help us every day. So may the Lord encourage us to think of our Lord Jesus this Christmas season. Well,